Hey, Graphic Audio fans, and welcome to another edition of the Dwayne's Pick Podcast. I'm Dwayne Beeman, and today we will feature Christopher Husberg's The Chaos Queen, Book 2, Dark Immolation. Dark Immolation picks up where Book 1, Duskfall, left off. At the end of Duskfall, Winter and Nott destroyed the Emperor and the rest of the bad demons who are waiting upon the arrival of the Fear Lord, Aziel. However, this didn't go down without consequences. Winter ended up being thrown into a dungeon, and Nott went on the run, with each thinking the other was dead. Also, Aziel has taken occupancy inside the human body of Duval, a monk. 6 months later, Winter is still in the dungeon, but has since picked up the ability to read and affect people's minds, along with the power she already had in telesis. Turns out that no one in the history of this world has had the ability to hold two powers. Nott and Astrid, the young vampire, reunites with Jane and Cynthia, and the four head to the sisters' homeland. When they arrive, a bunch of people are waiting for Jane, for whom they believe to be the new prophetess, and a new uprising of the Canticism religion has begun. Nott is struggling from within as he begins to deal with multiple personality disorder in a huge way. Lastly, Aziel, through the body of Duval, begins to make a push to become the new emperor, and plans to cement his power by making Winter an offer she can't refuse. How would all this come together? You're gonna have to get the book to find out. By the accounts of people in the publishing world, including acclaimed author Brandon Sanderson, Christopher Husberg gets high praise for Dark Immolation, with many stating that it's a better story than Duskfall. Nanette Savard takes the directing wheel once again, and this time she teams up with sound designer Justin Wirtz. Together, they created an outstanding graphic audio production. The acting is superb as always, led by Alyssa Wilmoth, Marnie Penning, Thomas Keegan, Danny Stoller, and Katie Karkoff, among others. If you were a fan of Duskfall, then you will really enjoy Dark Immolation, so go out and grab it today. If you haven't listened to Duskfall, treat yourself and grab both titles today. It's that good. Let's listen to a clip of Graphic Audio's production of The Chaos Queen, Book 2, Dark Immolation.
Wind whipped at Nott's clothing as he rushed across the grounds toward the flames. As they drew closer, they saw a group of Odinites gathered at a distance from the flames. Nott realized they were all humans, Danil among them.
Where are the Tielans?
Some of the humans looked at one another. Danil stared intently at the ground.
Kata's bones!
Nott squinted and could just make out a few forms running between the burning tents.
You mean some of them are still in there?
Goddess, why aren't any of you helping them?
You would start a bucket brigade. I'm going in.
The fire had engulfed roughly a dozen tents and spread to the branches of the large ash tree around which the Tielans had camped. A Tielan woman ran right into him, but he managed to catch the woman by the arm.
It's okay, I won't hurt you. Who did this?
Her response confirmed Nott's fears. This was not an accident, it was an attack, either by humans in the camp or Kamites from Tinska. As Nott rushed into the haze, two more Tielans ran towards him, but the moment they saw him, they changed course. Ahead of him, Nott saw someone lying in the grass. He rolled the body over. It was a Tielan man, eyes wide, face pale, dead. Not from the flames, either. His abdomen was torn to pieces.
Someone took an axe to him.
Nott couldn't see through the smoke, but the laugh was close. Following instinct, he darted between a pair of smoldering tents and raised his black bark staff. Nott yanked him up roughly by the collar and came face to face with Mick, the axe-wielding man with the Kamite tattoo who'd been the ringleader of Oprestia's abusers. Mick's eyes widened when he recognized Nott.
Oh, shit!
Nott headbutted him, and his axe dropped to the ground. Nott could see a group of Tielans on the other side of the tents. Seven men on horseback surrounded them, herding them together. There was no doubt, Kamites from Tinska had set fire to the Tielan tents. And the horrifying smell told Nott that at least a few Tielans had perished in the flames. Nott threw Mick into one of the burning tents. Nott saw a Tielen figure running between two of the tents a row over. Nott quickly crept between another gap in the tents and grabbed the figure by the arm.
Shh. Calvin.
Nott.
Nott raised a finger to his lips.
Stay behind me.
Nott handed Cavill his staff and drew his dagger. Sparks floated down from the burning tree limbs above them. To their right, but facing away from them, was a tall man carrying a club. Nott slipped up behind him, wrapped one arm around the man's head, then drew the blade of his dagger across the man's throat. To Nott's left, another human was dragging a Tielen child by the arm. Nott crept up beside the man, grabbed the human's wrist, and twisted. The man let go of the boy. Nott twisted harder, then raised his dagger.
I won't hurt you. Come on.
Nott walked the sobbing child back to Cavill.
Get the woman and the boy to safety, and let me have the staff.
Thank you.
Nott turned his focus to the group of Tielens huddled between the human riders.
Seven men. I can handle seven men, even on horseback.
As he approached the nearest rider, the man's horse began to back away. But Nott caught up in time to swing his staff at the man's skull. The riderless horse galloped away. And Nott lunged at the next rider, grabbing him by the belt. And heaving him to the ground. Nott threw his dagger into the nearest man's neck. Between the fire and Nott's violent outburst, the remaining horses spooked. One turned and galloped away, taking its rider with it. Another threw its rider. The Tielens took advantage of the chaos to flee, while the remaining two humans dismounted before their horses could throw them as well. The throne rider climbed back to his feet, so Nott faced three men, a pitchfork and two axes between them. Nott dodged an axe and swung his staff into the attacker's shins, then kicked him in the face. He parried a pitchfork thrust with his staff and struck the assailant in the face. The man he'd kicked tried to stand, but Nott kicked him again. Just as the third attacker rushed forward with his axe, Nott stepped neatly out of the way and gripped the man's arm as he passed, twisted, and threw him into the ground. Pitchfork man charged again, but Nott extended his staff, thrusting it into the man's throat. He collapsed to his knees, eyes rolling back in his head. Nott drove his heel into the face of the last Kamite who tried to stir, and then everything was still. Nott looked up just in time to see one of the flaming branches of the giant ash tree collapse onto the burning tents below in a burst of sparks.
If you enjoyed listening to the clip from The Chaos Queen, Book 2, Dark Immolation, you can purchase it at www.graphicaudio.net. The book is available in two parts, and you can purchase it to listen through our Graphic Audio Access app, which is available for Apple and Android devices. Also, you can purchase it in one of our download formats, MP3, M4B, and FLAC, as well as MP3 CD. Also, be sure to check out our Graphic Audio Story Podcast, or GASP. Be back soon as I'll have another pick for you. Until then, peace.